work his body has possessed, his soul to heaven is fled. But yet I dream he comes to me with a gentle breeze of wind. I think he cries, "Emily," but 'tis a dream I find. Southeast by east, methinks he cries, and steady, steady now. And now the rudder silent lies that you I see him sail, I'm loaded then with joy. But when I wake, my senses fail, and all my hopes destroy. I often wish for some small boat that I might put to sea, that I unto my fate might float, and on the billows play, till they had tossed me out of sight, and all my sorrows drowned. But 'tis in vain, for such delight is nowhere to be found. Sometimes I covet for to be some greasy sea cook's mate, and rub my fingers presently with tar and pitch in state. Thus I to warp in haste away to Redriff and Blackwall. But ne'er a ship that puts to sea we will his darling call. Then straight I to the exchange do fly, and court the captains there. But they're so huffish and so high, they ne'er regard my prayer. Now whither shall I run or go to find a brackish grave? I'll have no tomb on earth below, the sea shall my body have. My kid and I alike shall die, the curled waves will be the only grave for him and I that I desire to see. The storm shall toss us to and fro upon his sandy shore. Our lodgings we'll take up below, for there is room good store. My kid and I alike shall die, the curled waves will be the only grave for him and I that I desire to see. The storm shall toss us to and fro upon his sandy shore. Our lodgings we'll take up below, for there is room good store. Though he to me did prove unkind, I'll not be so to him. I value not the tide nor wind, nor where I sink or swim. Let Neptune's frothy bounds still swell and mount up to the sky, or let them throw me down to hell, so I may in pickle lie. The since there he lost his life. I'll be his comrade soon this night, since I cannot be his wife. I'll float from place to place each hour until I find him out. No fish, my boy.